Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
We're looking at the 43 North startup winners from last night. Nicole Camara with 43 North. She's joining us live on WBEN, and we're talking with one of the winners in just a moment. But Nicole, there were 8 finalists going into this last night. How did the night go at Shays? Was the crowd into it?
The crowd was really into it. And first off, thank you so much for having us this morning. Yes, it was a great night last night. The crowd was definitely amped up. This was our 11th year, and I think it was really one of our best. So great night all in all.
Well, really cool. And as we mentioned, we do have one of the winners. David Dalal is joining us. He's with Flow, which, David, I can't think of a better community for you to be moving into than Buffalo, New York, because your company has everything to do with ice and snow management on roofs. What can you tell us about it?
Yeah, exactly. And like Nicole said, thank you for having us. And I mean, I think last night the audience really gave us a very warm welcome to Western New York, to Buffalo. So really excited to be here. But yeah, like you said, I don't think there's a better community for this. We have a system that offers a smart, cost-effective, and environmentally friendly solution for ice and snow management on roofs and around buildings. We primarily currently do commercial buildings. We work with national retailers, state governments, to ultimately manage their buildings and properties.
All right. Specifically, how does it work?
Yeah, so we developed this technology out of MIT a few years back, but ultimately the way it works, it uses a combination of sensors, real-time weather data, and some algorithms we developed, and it predicts and detects when ice and snow are building up. And then when necessary, it deploys a non-corrosive, biodegradable, pet and plant safe liquid de-icer onto the roof to address key areas in the roof that are subject to buildup.
That's amazing.
It's pretty cool. I mean, this technology and new way of doing things, how did you come up with this idea?
Yeah, so I lived in New England for over a decade, and I just thought there had to be a better way to handle ice and snow. And it really started off as a passion project on nights and weekends, and was tinkering with it, developing it over several years. And after I wrapped up my PhD a couple of years back, just started doing it full time. And I like to say too many things went right that we just kept chugging along and going with it. And I think last night really marked a pretty momentous new chapter in our journey.
Now, I know you're hoping to build a manufacturing plant in Western New York somewhere as part of this. What exactly might that look like? Who might you be looking for in the future to work?
Yeah, exactly. I mean, I think that Western New York just has so much to offer. I mean, quite frankly, we're actually looking this morning to start hiring 2 folks in Western New York. We'd like to hire a engineer and a sales lead locally, but ultimately, we've been growing really by leaps and bounds, which I'm just very grateful for. And we're really starting to surpass what we can do with contract manufacturing. And we ultimately would like to build a plant here. And ultimately, I mean, Buffalo's DNA is in manufacturing. So we're looking for folks to help on that manufacturing plant, help with operations, help with customer success. So please reach out to our website. We have a website, flowsafe.com, FLOESAFE.com, where you can learn more.
I got to ask, does this $1 million prize, is that a game changer for you?
Oh, definitely. Definitely. It really is going to take us to the next level. It really gives us the runway and the ability to start to make some real investments locally and also in the business to start thinking about long-term how we build this company to be really at the global scale where we can be managing ice and snow both locally as well as across the country, across the border, and really thinking just transcontinental.
Hey, David, I'm just wondering, too, you mentioned at the start that this is a product you're looking at for commercial buildings. Would you ever be looking at residential?
Yes, most definitely. So, like I said, we're currently doing commercial, but we actually have several plans to move into the residential space. You'll find out more information on our website soon. We're actually working on some really exciting updates, but there's certainly a plan to also help homeowners manage the same types of issues.
You're not alone. There's four other $1 million prize winners and a lot of other companies who have over the years been involved in 43 North. What does being, you know, with some of these other prize winners, with some of the past winners, do for just your ideas and being able to branch out in ways you maybe haven't thought of before?
Yeah, I mean, the cohort this year is really incredible. I'm really honored to be part of it. And the past few years of 43 North winners really have gone on to do some incredible things. I mean, at the start of the week, we're actually matched with a mentor, and I was matched with women from CAV. They're developing a custom bike helmet, and they've actually built a plant downtown. And I really could not just be more grateful for all of his support and all the support from this community. I mean, it really has fostered a really remarkable startup scene in Western New York, in Buffalo, and there's just so much to be learned from what has already been built, and we're really standing on the shoulder of giants.
Well, best of luck to you, David, and thanks for joining us, both David Dalal from Flow and Nicole Camara with 43 North, and you'll be able to read more about this a little bit later on at WBEN.com.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.